This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning and good afternoon to everyone. Welcome. Welcome back. Yesterday, I thought of an idea. You know, when it comes to marriage, Chazal instituted a practice that reawakens the marriage to bring it back to the way it was. B'shas knisas and l'chuppah. There's a zmanim that husband and wife are forbidden to engage. Why? So that she's chaviv to you, like kelel chuppah. So our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with the Torah is one of marriage. But we blew it. You know, we blew it with the Cheir Ega. We blew it with the Cheir HaMeraglim. So Hashem says, look, we need to get some Taras HaMishpacha going in order to reawaken the marriage. So you have one day a year where it's like Hoysa Ka'almana. You know, you like it Amma? In other words, Kenida Beineim, like it says in Eicha. And then when you come back, it's supposed to be Chaviva Alecha, Kishas Kinesas and Lechaba. Okay, so we're up to Simon Tzadi Beis. Sif, hey. Rachatz Yad of Shachas V'yisiach Daito Tzvichan Atila Tfila Im Yesh Loimayim. If you wash your hands in the morning and you're Mesiach Das, you need to wash again for Tfila if you have water. Afo Pishenu Yadei Elohem Shum Lechlech. Even though you don't know of any dirt, you don't know that they're dirty, they're Stam Yadayim, but you lost focus of making sure the hands are clean. V'lo yivarch, you should not make a bracha. V'mein lo yimayim mezumanim. If you don't have readily available water, ein tzarach lachzav ulitol, you don't have to wash again. So we're talking about stam yadayim. Stam yadayim, you do need to wash. Stam yadayim, what? Does it have to be with the kli? Well, he doesn't say. So, presumably, it would be like regular netila, which we said it should be with a kli. What if you don't have a kli? In Simon Dalid, Sif Yud, Noitel Kli Shamayim Biyad Yimin of Noisel Yad, Smoila Kadeshak Mayim Al Yimin Oitchila, Loyito Mimishlana, Imshik Yalo Toy Kli Shamayim. See, there it's not clear because there it's also going about going on what we call Negovaser, and both halachas are sort of intertwined. Let's see if we're going to find out. So if you don't have water, you don't wash again. Hagah, v'afilu ha'yodim l'chlachais. Even if your hands are dirty, v'noitlan l'tfila, and you wash them for davening, enoy mevarich. Presumably that means you washed your hands, you got them dirty again, you don't make another bracha. Ukil el simen vav. Says the Mishnah, v'hisiach daite, right? So lemer shehifleg harbei. You waited a long time. Bein ha'netila la'tfila ad shehisiach daite. Certainly, there's hesach hadas between shachris and mincha. Let's say you're going to learn before davening. Let's say you learn before davening, even though you know that before you learn, or in middle, you washed your hands, nevertheless, you have to wash again for davening. In other words, if you washed your hands for Torah, you would have to wash your hands again for tefillah. But if you washed your hands for tefillah before davening, you don't have to wash your hands again. What if, like this, very interesting, you're davening mincha. Before mincha, you're having a sandwich. So you wash your hands for a sandwich, and you were not mesiach das from the netila, and now it's mincha. The Mishnah Berurah says you have to wash again, because you did not wash for mincha. However, if you're mechavein beferush, when you washed for lunch, to wash for mincha, Rosh Hashanah Zalman says you don't have to wash again.
What does Hesach Adas here mean?
Mesiach
Das from what? You have to be thinking about...
Your Mesiach Das from consciously guarding the cleanliness of your hands. Now, it's very hard to know, what does it mean that you are mafleg? How much time has to elapse for it to be a Hesach Adas? You know, what always throws me off is, you're davening on Yom Kippur, and you go home for a break. You know, in America, we have breaks between Musaf and Mincha. You could have an hour and a half a break, yeah? So you go home, you learn a little bit, you lie down, you come back, you put on your talis. You don't make another bracha. Nobody makes a bracha again. You do not make a bracha. Brought down the Mishnah Berurah not to make a bracha. So why? An hour and a half passed. Nah, it's not enough time. It's not enough time. Ah, your Mishnah Makam. No, we learned by Hilchos Talis, Shinei Makom is not a reason to make another bracha. So there we say, an hour and a half is not a lot of time. So an hour and a half is not a lot of time for Netilas Yadayim. Would it not be enough time for Netilas Yadayim? It's hard to say that, unless the dinim of Hesach Hadas for different halachas are different. In other words, when it comes to Talis, okay, I have a Talis, I took it off, I plan on putting it on again. It's in the back burner of my mind. I'm going to put it on again. I'm not Meseach Das. But legabe cleanliness of hands, maybe a more conscious awareness is necessary. So I don't know if all the halachas of Hesach Hadas are going to have the same parameter. Okay, Tzrichim Netila. This is going on. If you wash your hands, your Meseach Das, you need to wash them again. For tefillah, hands have a mind of their own. I think this is what I'm saying. In other words, when it comes to washing hands, any hesach hadas at all is a sakana. Your hands are not clean anymore. Because hands, they're like a living entity. You know, you ever see, I'm not a big hand guy when I talk. If you watch me, unless I consciously... Mishnah Berurah, you'll never see my hands. When do I ever? I'm not a major hands guy. Maybe a formal drasha, I get into the hands. But a lot of people, it's normal. You know, they're always like that. And they don't even know it. They don't even realize it. Hands have a life of their own. They're like a living entity unto itself. By the way, the Chassam Sofer has a lot of information about how hands are very connected to learning. That Yadav Rav Loi. There is an idea like that. Anyway, Yadayim Askani is same. Litfila, Avala Toira, Vlavrachas, Lukrishma, Stam Yadam Kshir same. For Toira, for Brachas, for Krishma, Stam hands are kosher. Aval Basiman Dalid, Kasabimagadam, the Lukrishma, Psula, Stam Yadayim. I'll tell you a story. One time I was in my in-law's house, and I see my brother-in-law after the meal sometime. He goes to wash his hands. And he says, Shema. I say, hey, what in the world are you doing? Why are you washing your hands? So what do you mean? You have to wash your hands for Krishma. I said, no, you don't have to wash your hands for Krishma. You only have to wash your hands for Tefillah. You wash your hands for Shachris, Mincha Marav, not for Shema. I said, no. The Prima Gadim says, so this is a Prima Gadim that sometimes comes up, sometimes doesn't come up. It sounds like it's not Mamish Me'ikar Hadin. It's a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah of Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim holds Stam Yadayim are not kosher for Shema. In other words, it's Friday night, and you want to say Kriya Shema, so it's after the meal, presumably you wash Mayim Achroinim. So your hands are not Stam Yadayim, your hands are clean. But if, whatever, any other time, let's say last night, nobody could daven Marav Bezmanoy on a fast. You think people are going to wait for you to first daven Marav Bezmanoy and then come home and eat? Of course not. You daven Marav before it says Akechavim, so that you, when you come home, it's Seisach HaChavim. Of course, every shul in the world is like that. Even in Eretz Yisrael. They don't wait to daven Marav till after Seisach HaChavim. You don't know what Seisach HaChavim is. You're not waiting 15 minutes after Seisach HaChavim and then breaking the fast. So, last night you had to repeat over three parshas of Shema. Even people normally daven Bezmanoy, nobody davens Bezmanoy. There's not a minion in America that davens Marav Bezmanoy on the end of a fast. So you had to say over Shema last night. So do you have to wash your hands for Shema? The Prima Gadim says yes. The Mishnah Berurah Me'ikra Din seems to say no. By the way, even here, the Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Prima Gadim. This Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Prima Gadim that for Kriya Shema, Stam Yadayim is kosher. Anyway, Ein Sarech. Okay, Sivkata and Chavav. If you don't have water, you don't have to go back and wash again. Says Mishnah, "Afa pikein tzach lanakas amidim demak." You have to clean them with something that will clean them. The Dilma mudbuk by ma'at soya, maybe a little soya got clung to it. Isaiah al yedei hanegia b'makayim samachusin v'yis kanach al yedei hanikayon, and you'll wipe it off through cleaning it. V'davka b'stam yadayim make al hamachaber. The Mechaber, who says you don't have to get water, is only makel by stam yadayim. Avlam naga makam atunaf, if you touch a dirty spot, v'choshken kisha asot tzrachav, certainly if you went to the bathroom, af betfilas ha-mincha, tzarach lachsar achar mayim, even for mincha, you would have to go after water. In other words, now again, we learned that you don't miss tefillah bizmana, and you don't miss minyan ever for water. Even if your hands are dirty, you could wipe them. However, if you're not going to miss a minyan, you would have to travel at least a mil, and in the direction you're going, a parsa, to get water, provided that your hands are dirty, but not for stam yadayim. Siv vav, ha'imid b'tefillah.
The person learned before davening. You got up first thing in the morning, and he learned it was up for about an hour. And then he goes to the bathroom again before davening begins.
So, did he make a bracha the first time? Or you want to know what should he do l'charchila?
L'chari
he should... Correct. Correct. If somebody's going to learn for an hour before davening and go to the bathroom again before davening, he does not make out Netilas Yadayim. He should l'chari wait to make Netilas Yadayim on the washing before tefillah.
You said that the person should try to go to the bathroom then, right? To be l'chari of a bracha then. We said it earlier that he shouldn't make the bracha when he first wakes up, and the dafka later, right, he's going to learn before davening, he should go to the restroom after davening to be able to do the bracha so his hands are dirty.
Again, you're not... If the guy... Put it this way. If the guy has a good system, and he's not going to have to go again before davening, there's no problem with him washing his hands, making Tefillas Yadayim, learning for an hour, not being Meisiach Das from Shmiras Yadayim, and he's good to go.
And he's making the bracha of Tefillas Yadayim an hour after he washed his hands.
No, he'll wake up, he'll wash his hands with the bracha of Tefillas Yadayim, he'll learn, assuming that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom again. Again, we learned that before davening, you're supposed to check to see if you need to go to the bathroom, whatever that means. We're not sure exactly what this bedika entails, but some kind of determination needs to be made. Does a person have to go to the bathroom again? So if he never has to go again, he has a good, healthy system, He's 17 years old, right? He doesn't. So then he would wake up, he would make Netilas Yadayim, and he wouldn't need to wash his hands again. Most people, after learning for an hour, if they're boydik themselves, they probably would go before davening. Or some people would go, especially if they had coffee. Yeah? So then you would not make Netilas Yadayim round one. L'chari, you should make it round two. Okay, Sivav. The guy's in Mil Shmona Esrei, and he realizes he scratched his head. He's standing in davening. He realized he touched a dirty spot. It's enough to clean his hands with dust or pebbles, or wipe his hands on the wall. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ha'oimed betfila. Avlam oimed krishma. Oimed sukkah the zimra. Tzarech leilech v'yitol yada. If you're in the middle of Shema or Pesukah Zimra, you realize your hands are dirty, you realize you scratched your head, go wash them. V'nizkar shenaga nakat hakim mishum t'chachil asa liga b'tfila gufa al-kaman. Avadim naga b'tfila gufa. The reason why the case of the Mechaber is you realize you touched a makam matunaf is because l'chatchila, it's asur to touch yourself in the middle of tefillah. But vu adinim naga batfila gufa. I guess what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining is, why does the Mechaber say you remember that you touched, past tense? Why doesn't he say the case is your middle of davening and you touch presently in the middle of the davening? The reason why we didn't pick that case is because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to scratch your head in the middle of davening. You're not allowed to touch your arm over your elbow. You're not allowed to touch your leg at all. You can't touch your shoes. So that's why it didn't pick that case. Siv Zayin. What is a makam matunaf? Makam matunaf, a dirty spot. A dirty spot are covered spots on the body which are full of sweat. Or if somebody scratched his head. Hagav. Now, what if the person just used shampoo? He just came out of the shower and he used shampoo, he used conditioner. or he just took a shower and he used 7 different soaps and body washes and then he scratches his arm. He's still full of sweat. He still has to wash his hands. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how clean you are. Doesn't matter. You could have just scrubbed it. You could have taken one of those hard scrubbers and scrubbed yourself down till the skin is raw. You touch yourself, you gotta wash your hands. Says Mishnah, says Rama, therefore you're not allowed to touch these places when you're standing to daven. Or likewise, if you touch the mucus of the ear or the nose, ki al yedei beged, unless you do it through a garment. So that's an interesting halacha. If somebody cleans out the orifices of the nose or the ear, they touch their earwax, they touch the mucus of their nose, they have to daven, they have to wash their hands. L'maisa le'achorinam are mekel on that. Says Mishnah Berura, oyoisik v'tavu d'yevet, dai b'nei kohen ba'amal l'tar v'levrachas alfa p'sheish le'mayim. The din that the Rama says that it's usher to touch these spots when you're davening or learning Torah, it's true you're not allowed to. But if you did, b'di'eved, you could wipe your hands for Torah or for brachos. V'ayin le'el b'soif sim dav b'mishnah brura. What do we say over there? It's the Shari Tshuva is mashma, then the Zoyar, you dafka need to wash your hands with water. Therefore, it's better not to just wipe your hands, you should go wash them. What if like this, you had chocolate cake for dessert and your hands are all full of chocolate cake? Dirty or not dirty? You're allowed to make a bracha or not? So the Shaar HaTzion writes in Siman Kaf Pei Aleph that you got to wash, that you got to wipe them before your mevarich. You got to wipe them before your mevarich.
That's like the case you mentioned in Shlomo Zalman just now. Somebody had a sandwich before Minta. So if he got peanut and jelly all over his fingers, you have to wash them anyway before...
No, but Stan, we're talking about, you want to make a bracha achrayna. You had cake. Is that considered dirty? We know if you scratch your head, it's dirty. But if you eat a cake, so the Shaar HaTzion says, you got to wipe them. The Shana Halacha says, the Mishnah Berura is mashna, this is only by an istinus. The Shaar HaTzion is mashna, even if you're not an istinus. Vayter in the Mishnah Berura. V'im noga betit v'refesh, if you touch dirt or cement, efshad afil chachila sharikach. It could be you could even daven, learn lechachila, that's not considered dirt. Aval le'el b'soyv simandal kos primogadim sokh l'nagas metchila afla devei Torah. Earlier in simandal, the primogadim is mashi, you have to clean even for Torah. V'chein ner lahachmer lechachila b'refesh, and it would seem one should be machmer lechachila for garbage. Ha'ezen v'af, the Rama is machmir by the tsoya of one's ear or nose. V'hagro meikov is the gro's meikov. V'chein kasev shar tshuva b'shem mark tsiya. Shar tshuva brings from the Rabbi Yaakov Emden that you could be meikov by tsoyas ha'af v'ha'ezen. Now, it's interesting. The gro is machmir by is meikov by both earwax and mucus. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is only meikov by earwax. But by mucus of the nose, the mark tsiya says you need to wash your hands. Why? Because it's no different than touching a covered part of your body. Why? Because it's a makay mechusa. The place inside your nose, makay mechusa. Rabbi Ari Leib Steinman said, in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the gra, who's mekel, by mucus of the nose is only if the mucus comes out. But if you go in there, even the gra would be machmer, that is a din of noigea b'makoymes ha-mechusim, that you need netilas yadayim. Interesting. Rabbi Isai, have a great day. Kol tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.